Talmud Chachamim Mechalkel Devara B'Mishpat. I'm not sure, but Kimeduma, that the way to read and understand is Mechalkel Devara B'Mishpat colon. With Rav doesn't mean words, but it means his affairs. Ochal v'shosa v'zonis anshei v'eso kifim amom v'hatzlochaso. So that he manages his affairs judiciously. So that he stays within his budget. Ochal v'shosa v'zonis anshei v'eso kifim amon v'hatzlochaso. V'lo yatriach al atzmo yaseh midai. So on the one hand, it is clear from this Rambam, we'll see it reinforced in a few lines within this same halacha, that it's legitimate that there will be a certain difference in lifestyle depending upon a person's income. Right? He's ocha v'shosa v'zomis anshei v'esa k'fi ma'amona v'hafal chasa. So clearly that means that there are going to be differences. And that a person who's successful doesn't have to conduct himself as though he were poor, as though he were impoverished. Meidah gisa, clearly this halacha of Perikei Halacha Yud needs to be understood and implemented in a way that's entirely consistent with the halacha we learned earlier, Perik Aleph Halacha Dalet, when the Rambam is illustrating the Mida Beninus, V'chein lo yis'ave el l'dvarim shahaguf tzarech lahem, v'i afshal l'chiyaz b'zulasam, ki'inyan shenem at tzadik ochel l'sov an afsha. So clearly what our halacha doesn't mean that the fact that a person can afford to support a lavish lifestyle means that the Rambam is giving that his imprimatur. It means within the boundaries, within the confines of tzadik ochel l'sov v'nafsho, there still can be and will be differences. You know, presumably we imbibe this from the society in which we live, although I suppose we shouldn't rule out Krumkeit, but we often sort of operate with a mentality, with a mindset that if a person, again, is financially very successful, so it's my money and I don't have to answer to anyone as to what I do with it and how I spend it. And that's certainly not the Torah's perspective. Again, financial success which can be used to do wonderful things. Wonderful, wonderful things in Ruchnius. But it's not Dolche, again, the Halacha that we just reviewed in Paragalef and Hufaz Deyes. And even beyond that, you know, in the two accounts of Brias Olam, Brias Adam. So in Paragalef is Vayivarech Elokim, and in Parag Beis is Vayitzav. And there's no, just like with all the other differences between the two accounts, there's obviously no contradiction, but they're two sides of a coin. Bracha and Tzivoy, two sides of a coin. Bracha comes with responsibility. Whatever the Baal Shem benches a person with imposes a responsibility, whether the bracha is material success, whether the bracha are talents that a person has been given, that he's been endowed with. Bracha comes with responsibility. It's not the case that because I can afford it, I don't know, that I have a right to waste conspicuously, very conspicuously waste money, as we often see in different venues, Daila Chakima Veramiza. It's not the case that because, you know, I can write a check to cover it, that there's no accountability. Maybe there's no accountability by another mechaber, but there's certainly accountability for what one does with one's blessings. Again, the blessings can be material blessings. But interesting, Rashi often comments that that's the pshuto shel mikra of bracha. So Rashi says, that the Kosh Baruch is telling him, even though Derech is usually Mima'etes Gimel Dvarim, it's Mima'etes Peri Verivya, it's Mima'etes Sishen, it's Mima'etes Mama, none of that will happen to you. So Vavarechacha corresponds to Mama. Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmarecha, again, Rashi says Yivarechacha means Mama. It's not Bracha, often, again, that Bracha, that overflow, that Shefa, in Olam Hazeh terms, means money, but obviously that's not the only form of bracha that we receive. Again, every talent that a person has is a bracha from the Ribono Shel Olam, and we have a responsibility. The second side, the flip side of the coin of Vayimoyach is Vayitzav, that we have a responsibility. So again, it is true. None of that is to contradict what this halacha says, but it's to integrate it into a larger framework.
What does the Rambam think the problem with spending irresponsibly is? A lack of meaningfulness.
So let's continue, and maybe we'll try to formulate it. Tzivul chachamim bedarke eretz shelo yochal odem bosa el teyovan. If a person is not healthy, a person is anemic or something, has low iron, so obviously that's not, I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about a body, a person who's in good shape. Die the body, the ochel, my erev Shabbos, the erev Shabbos. When all your osher, kedei lechol bosa, b'chol yom, ochel. That's why we eat fleishiks. Most of us eat fleishiks on a daily basis. Most of us are bifchinas hashirim. So what's this category of derech eretz, or darke eretz? Tzivu chachamim b'darke eretz. So I don't know, there's at least one other place where Rambam has it, maybe many more, but just one that comes to mind. If you look in Hilchos Brachos, think it's Pi S. No, Parag Zion, Halacha Aleph, in Hukos Brachos HaRasa. Minhagos Rabim Nohago Chachna Yisrael V'Seuda V'Kulan Derech Eretzim. At the same lashon. Okay, here it's in singular and our halacha darke and plural, but it's the same phrase. Minhagos Rabim Nohago Chachna Yisrael V'Seuda V'Kulan Derech Eretzim V'Eluhin. So maybe let's look at these examples to try to get a feel for what the term, what the category means. Kshenachnasim l'su'uda, godol shebuchulan notel yodav t'chila, v'achakav nechnasim v'yoshrin m'su'ud. V'godol nesev v'rosh, v'sheni lo lamantar mimenu ha'yushalosh mitos, Godo Mesa Barosh, Mashani Lo Lamaila Mimenu, Shlishi Lo Lamata Mimenu. So you let the Godo Shabakulan wash his hands first, and then in terms of where you, how you position the couches, that's also a minig of the Akharats. So here in Hukos Brachos, I think we would say that Derech Eretz is basic manners, etiquette, civility. In our halacha, of Tzivu Chachamim B'darkei Eretz Shelo Yochel Ovin Bos Elo Teovon, and die for someone who's not an Osher Ochel Merav Shabbos Ab Shabbos, it means to act appropriately in context, to act responsibly. I think that aspect of it is reinforced. If you take a look in Halacha Yud Aleph, which is the Rambam's follow-up here, Derech Bali Deyo Sheyikba Lo Adam Halacha HaMefarnes Sosa Tchila. First, the person establishes a profession. Ba'achakav Yikne Bayis. Then he acquires living quarters. Beis Dira, excuse me. Achakav Yikne Beis Dira. Ba'achakav Yisa Isha. The Kesef Mishnah is Metzayin, the Gemara in Sota Mem Daled, where the Gemara says, Linda Torah Derech Eretz. So again, this type of responsible, contextually appropriate behavior. So when you sort of take this together with Hukos Brachos, basically Derech Eretz really does translate quite well as Menschlichkeit. And it's interesting that the Rambam wants us to understand that the chiyuv to put on tefillin every day is at its root and at its core, let's call it a religious obligation. These chiyuvim hagam that Chazal mandate them at their root, at their core, they're in yonei derech eretz. It's not that intrinsically these are our religious obligations. It's just basic responsibility, basic etiquette, basic menschlichkeit. Now, it's true that it's not that they're optional. It's tzivu chachamim bedarkei eretz. But it's important to understand, yes, it's a religious obligation to be a mensch, but the hanhoga itself isn't the hanhoga of mitzvah, the way hanochas tefillin is. The hanhoga itself is a hanhoga of derech eretz. What's the need for derech eretz? So, yitachein that there would be in it the following. I'll have to figure out to what degree, whether 100% or less. Maybe the following would be an analogy. Reb Chaim Vital says at the beginning of Shari Kedusha, according to his understanding, so we don't find midos legislated in any mitzvah HaTorah. And yet we find that the Chazal speak of midos ra'os in, or conversely, of course, midos tovos in the strongest terms. So kol ha'koes is kol minei gehenim sholtim bo'im ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. And yeah, so you would have expected, so in minyan mitzvah, let's have a mitzvah not to get angry. But Chaim Vital says it's not there. So basically what he says, again, he says it in within the scheme of Kabbalah, but what he says, the way it translates for us, is that there are prerequisites for Torah. That Torah has to be built on a foundation of Midos Tovos. And yitachin that this is at least somewhat of an analogy in terms of Chiyuvei Derech Eretz for the Rambam. Person can't be Ovid Hashem if he's a Vilda's person. Person has to be a mensch and built on that foundation of menschlichkeit. So that's why on the one hand the Rambam says, these are darkei eretz, it's not hanochas tefillin. I'm not telling you a din which is comparable to hanochas tefillin, but on the other hand, it's taget tzivu chachamim. It is tzivu chachamim. Tzivu chachamim v'omer l'olam yochel odam pachos min havot v'ilo l'fim amonu v'yilbash kavot v'ilo v'yichavid ish l'bonov yaseh min havot v'ilo v'loch yudav derech v'al ideya sheyikba lo odam malocha mefarneses also Tchila, ba'achar kach yikne beizdira, ba'achar kach yisa isha, shana mamir isha shanath yikam v'lochillo, asher bona bayis chodesh v'lochanocho, asher eres isha v'lochocho. So this is a pella otzum. As the case of Mishnah already points out, but the plea is not in the Ramah, the plea is already in Chazal. That's not the order of the psukim. If you open a chumash, the order of the psukim is asher bona bayis chodesh, then Asher Nata Kerem, then Asher Eretz Ish. But again, as the case of the Mishnah points out, it's not the Rambam. It's the Rambam here is just a mirror image of the way we have it in Sotim and Dalit. So if the sequence Taka had been as Chazal presented, so then we would have seen that the Taka Linda Torah Derech Eretz, that the Torah in listing those who are chose and orcha and upama, so the Torah is also teaching us in that context derech eretz. The first comes the nata karen, which represents the malacha and the fanesis also, then the bona bayis chadash, then the eras isha. So because the Mishnah says, yesh l'smoa al masha kosav shenema miho isha shenata kare miho isha shabanu bayis dikra ipchuksiv miho isha shabanu bayis chodosh miho isha shenata kare ve'efsha, says the Kesef Mishnah, midenoka miho isha she'eres isha v'vasov yolef de lo yikach isha tchila kitachsiv v'klolos umina yalfinam de islam gam kem v'merved v'bayis v'karem hepech masha kosav v'klolos. The old, the kevin the gully lon, la acher, lekichas isha, memela mashma de isla la acher binyan bais and the tias karam de milsa de svaruhu. But it's a pella. How can Chazal see here that the Torah is intending to teach us ben acheret when we have to rearrange what the Torah said? So, doesn't it make more sense to say that, no, kocha, there's some other, well, obviously the word is not haphazard, but there's some other, there's something else which underlies it. It's not reflecting the Derech Eretz, it's reflecting something else. What? I don't know, but it doesn't seem to be Derech Eretz if we have to. It's true that Isha, Eras Isha, is in the right place. But Nata Kerem and Bon Bais Chadosh are not. So Mehechetese, that Eres Isha, no, from the placement of Eres Isha, we know them, the Torah of Eretz, and therefore we should be Mehapech, we should reverse the sequence of the Bonabai's Chodesh and not back Eretz. So I don't know, it remains, it's Arachian. But again, all the questions are all in the Gemara, none of the questions are on the Rambam. So Elav Mai, here's a pshat also. Again, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Milsa de Svaruhu, this sequence of Malacha Mefarnesas, or in the words of Chazal, Yilmar Adam Unnus, followed by Yikne Bayis, Beis Dira, is a Milsa. Milsa de Svar. So maybe the words like this. The Torah is taki coming to teach Derech Eretz. But part of the limud in Derech Eretz is that sometimes I don't know, people want to very, very sincere, well-meaning, wonderful people want to ask on every prat to prat. And the chveis, when they get married, so they buy all the books on Shalom Bayis, which I'm sure are all wonderful and all very important. And so you look up, okay, so this is page 22. What does it say on page 22? The food was excellent. Thank you very much. It's not a good thing to say. The food was excellent, thank you very much. But one can't operate based on a manual. A person has to have an intuition for what's right. First of all, for two reasons. Number one, when one is operating on a manual, it's sort of like walking like this. There's a stiffness and an artificiality to it. Escape next, right? There's a stiffness and artificiality to it. And number two, as the Ramban points out in a very different context, the manual can't list every possible situation and circumstance that every possible person is going to find themselves in. It's impossible. So a person has to have an intuition. Okay, so good. We need examples. We need illustrations to teach us klolim, to help us develop that intuition. But so that's why the Torah B'davka, when it's teaching Derech Eretz, the Torah says, no, you have to recognize in Svara that you need to invert. So the Torah says, I'll give you an example. Eres Isha is last, but I'm not going to spoon-feed everything. Because part of the limud Torah Derech Eretz is to understand that the person has to have a Svara in order to know how to implement and how to practice the limud Derech Eretz. Okay, we'll stop here, and Shama will continue later.